In a short, but powerful, gathering Saturday morning at the Veterans Memorial Site, the Daughters of the American Revolution of Michigan, DAR, unveiled their Revolutionary War Patriots Marker at the America 250 Patriots Marker Dedication Ceremony. It states, "This marker commemorates the men and women who achieved American independence. These patriots, believing in the noble cause of liberty, fought valiantly to found a new nation, 1775-1783. Presented by Daughters of the American Revolution of Michigan in honor of the 250th anniversary of the United States. The 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence will occur in 2026. The DAR of Michigan is currently placing markers throughout the state of Michigan to recognize Revolutionary War patriots in honor of the semiquincentennial. There are approximately 250 Revolutionary War patriots buried throughout Michigan. In honoring our Revolutionary War patriots, we also pay tribute to all men and women who have served our country with integrity and devotion," Van Wormer said in a statement previously to Sioux Leader. The history of DAR goes back over a century. The Daughters of the American Revolution is an organization with a deeply rich history while also being truly relevant in today's world. More than 1 million women have joined the organization since it was founded over 125 years ago. They became members to honor their heritage as well as make a difference in their communities across the country and the world. Debbie Blaisk, State Chair of America 250, appreciated the turnout. "It was a very nice turnout. It was especially nice to see the county officials here. It adds to our event as it brings public awareness. It's a reminder to the public of what sacrifices have been made by all of our veteran ancestors to create and maintain the way of life that we have, with the freedoms we have here in the United States," Blaisk said. The Veterans Memorial Site is located on the northeast side on the courthouse grounds on Bingham Avenue. For more information on the nonprofit Daughters of the American Revolution, click here.